After a while, the third son came and stood before his father, and Wang Lung looked at him to see what he was. And he saw a tall and slender lad, who was neither his father nor his mother, except that he had his mother's gravity and silence. But there was more beauty in him than there had been in his mother, and for beauty alone, he had more of it than any of Wang Lung's children except the second girl, who had gone to her husband's family and belonged no more to the house of Wang. But across the lad's forehead and almost a mar to his beauty were his two black brows, too heavy and black for his young, pale face, and when he frowned, and he frowned easily, these black brows met, heavy and straight, across his brow. And Wang Lung stared at his son, and after he had seen him well, he said, "Your eldest brother says you wish to learn to read." And the boy said, scarcely stirring his lips, "Aye." Wang Lung shook the ash from his pipe and pushed the fresh tobacco in slowly with his thumb. "Well, and I suppose that means you do not want to work on the land, and I shall not have a son on my own land, and I with sons and despair." This he said with bitterness, but the boy said nothing. He stood there straight and still in his long white robe of summer linen, and at last Wang Lung was angry at his silence, and he shouted at him, "Why do you not speak? Is it true you do not want to be on the land?" And again the boy answered only the one word, "Aye." And Wang Lung, looking at him, said to himself at last that these sons of his were too much for him in his old age, and they were a care and burden to him, and he did not know what to do with them, and he shouted again, feeling himself ill-used by these sons of his, "What is it to me what you do? Get away from me." Then the boy went away swiftly, and Wang Lung sat alone, and he said to himself that his two girls were better after all than his sons. One, poor fool that she was, never wanted anything more than a bit of any food and her length of cloth to play with, and the other one married and away from his house. And the twilight came down over the court and shut him into it alone. Nevertheless, as Wang Lung always did when his anger passed, he let his sons have their way, and he called his elder son and he said, "Engage a tutor for the third one if he wills it, and let him do as he likes. Only I am not to be troubled about it." And he called his second son and said, "Since I am not to have a son on the land, it is your duty to see to the rents and to the silver that comes in from the land at each harvest. You can weigh and measure, and you shall be my steward."